I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, how about this Waterboro man in Maine? He was charged with drunk driving. Two vehicles at one time. Officer Jessica Ramsey and Derek Dinsmore were on patrol about 11 o'clock Saturday night when they saw a large pickup truck that appeared to be towing another car onto Route 202, pulling out of Skip's Lounge. Yep, they were down at Skip's Lounge till 11 o'clock on Saturday.
I bet you can still smoke in Skip's Lounge.
Probably. And then they realized there's no taillights on either one of these cars. And then they stopped the truck, and they say the strange sight unfolded in that the 25-year-old driver, Justin Sproul, had backed his big pickup truck into another vehicle and pushed his trailer hitch into the rear bumper of the second car. And so when the operator drove away, he didn't realize that the other vehicle was attached to his because his trailer hitch had backed into it, and he was dragging the car down the street, didn't realize it.
You know, Skip's Lounge, Naga hide seats, the whole deal in there.
Uh-huh.
A cigarette vending machine.
Quarter pool.
Yep. A family in New York State found a wild animal wandering in their neighborhood on Easter Sunday. And they kept it in their basement for the night. A 6-foot-tall beast that runs 30 miles per hour. That would be an emu. The woman.
Aren't they the like strongest bird in the world or something?
They're fast. They're strong. Yeah. The woman who invited the emu into her house apparently had some emu experience. She grew up in Texas. And she said, we kept like a dozen of them as pets. So when this thing came to our door, I knew what to do. Several community members and eventually police chased the emu through town, including the on-ramp for I-88, before she was able to approach it from the side, subdue its legs, and coax it to lie down. The emu spent the night in their basement before being transported Monday to an animal park. It's unclear where the emu originated, but it was in their basement. You'd think that thing would do all kinds of crazy stuff. I don't know what they had in their basement, but I don't know that I could sleep well with a 6-foot-tall bird in my basement at night.
That could trample you.
Yeah, right.
And finally, there's not a whole lot on this story. It's just kind of interesting. Maybe a little slice of society where we're at these days. There's a 64-year-old guy from Salzburg, Austria, that 10 and a half years ago broke out of prison. He broke out of prison 10 and a half years ago and escaped to Tenerife, which is part of the Canary Islands off the west coast of Africa. Look at that, John. I pulled up a couple pictures for you. That's the blue. That's some nice blue water.
It's beautiful.
Nice
as
golden
it gets.
Sands. Yeah.
Wow.
Some of the most beautiful beaches in the world. And it draws a lot of tourists. And that seemed to be a problem for this guy that was on the lam for 10 and a half years. Because on Saturday night, he showed back up in Salzburg, Austria with two suitcases, walked up to a cop and said, I'm a fugitive. And the police said, well, let me look into that. And they said, yeah, we've been looking for you for 10 and a half years. What have you been doing? He says, I was in Tenerife. Well, why aren't you still in Tenerife? And he said, quote, Tenerife isn't as nice as it used to be, and I'd lived there long enough. So, like probably most of the people in the San Juan Islands, they was sick of all the tourists.
I can't believe it's news.
Tourists drove me to jail.
I'd rather go to jail than live around these bozos.